Again, good morning. Great to be together. So thankful for the gift of a beautiful day, of a day to worship God together, of a day to listen for God's voice. I mean, imagine that for just a moment. Pray for that, for God to speak to us. Lord, thank you for this day you've made. We rejoice and are glad in it. We come to you from all kinds of different experiences. Some incredibly happy and some incredibly hard. We come to you as people on the edge of adventures. And we come to you as people who are struggling with grief, with the ending of things that have, and even of people's lives that have meant so much to us. In the midst of all of this, we come to you and pray that you would speak the word that we need to hear, to give us hope and to give us the help and the guidance, the direction that we need to live this day as you've created us to live it, receiving the blessings that you offer us, but also by your grace, by your spirit, with the encouragement of each other, being a part of your blessing, your gift to one another and to this world that is so desperately in need. We pray, Lord God, for your word. We pray for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So I've been thinking back to a holiday season that we celebrated quite a few years ago now. I don't ever get away for Christmas. But this was right after Christmas. Our family flew over to London, where one of my sisters lives, and they have just the most wonderful holiday traditions over there. And one of them is that during that season, she invites friends and family members to come to their house, and they eat food together, and they laugh and tell stories. And they gather around the piano to sing together. They sing Christmas carols and show tunes and whatever anybody else seems to think of. And this time that we're around there, the piano, as people would say, let's sing this, the pianist would, I don't know very often, actually grab a book or not, but would start to play the piece and we'd start to sing and we just would have a blast together. A little bit later, we are taking a break, and I'm in the kitchen, of course, getting some more food, and Clifford Benson, this man's name, he happens to be in there as well, grabbing some food, and I just look over at him, and I say, you know, this is so much fun. You seem to know your way around the piano pretty well, and he said, yeah, I've had some experience with it, and we just kind of went on our way. A little bit later, the evening's coming to an end, and I'm actually helping my sister clean up, which was a nice thing of me to do. And you could remind her of that when she comes to visit. I mentioned this encounter with my sister. I said, you know, I said to Clifford that, you know, he seems to have some experience around the piano and that he just kind of, you know, made a small mention of it, said, yeah, you know, I have some experience. And she said, yeah, he's probably the best known pianist in all of Great Britain. Oh, okay, so he does know his way around the piano. Unfortunately, what a wonderful man. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. But I've never forgotten that encounter. I've never forgotten how, well, humbly and joyfully he led us in singing that night. I mean, here's a man who has a gift, and he's developed it. You know, he's practiced and practiced and practiced. And when he sits on a stage in front of thousands of people, he can carry the whole house. They can enjoy the music, and they're all looking at him and entranced by what he can accomplish. But when we're in a group here around the piano, it's not about him at all. I mean, I might not have even really thought about the guy who's playing the piano who enables us to have so much fun. He's just serving with his gift in a way that helps us to have a good time. I mean, that's the way it is in our church. I'm just so impressed by it. As you know, we've got incredible musicians in this church. But I'm so impressed by how they know, those who are truly have developed their gifts, they know the difference between when they're leading others in worship, or when they're singing a solo, or when they're singing in the congregation. You know, our choir members in the other service, some of them will sing a solo, and they're the only voice that needs to be heard that you want to hear. But when they're singing in the choir, they sing a little differently. They back off. They want to support their section. They want to support the choir so that you don't hear their voice. You hear their voice, the whole voice of the choir. Same thing for our wonderful musicians here. That once in a while we'll call forth for one or another musician to play. But most of the time they're trying to sing in a way where they're not the center of attention, but the whole group is leading the whole of the congregation in the singing. In fact, it gets distracting if somebody with a gift uses it for them, their own glory, right? Then it gets in the way of what we're trying to do here. This is what the Apostle Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where he says each one of us has been given a gift, but we're called to use them for the common good. Evidently, the Corinthians have probably sent a letter to Paul talking about some issues that they're having in their congregation, and he's answering some of those issues throughout his letter. So every now and then he'll say, now, regarding this issue, and he'll talk about it a little bit, and regarding this issue, we'll talk about it. And here in chapter 12, he says, now, regarding spiritual gifts, these gifts that God has given you, I don't want you to be uninformed. I want to tell you a few things about them. And he actually spends three chapters talking about spiritual gifts. That's what we're focusing on this month in our sermon series on what's your superpower? You know, how is it that God's gifted you? But before next week, as Pastor John talks about some of these specific gifts and how we can begin to discern them, what I want to be very clear about is how the Apostle Paul, in talking about these gifts, wants us, first of all, before we start focusing on the individual gifts, understand how they're to be used for the benefit of the whole. So listen in as I read here from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, as Paul begins his discussion of all these gifts that the Corinthians are really excited about, but he wants them to understand that these gifts, like that shovel for the boy in the story I told, it's not about the shovel, it's about using the shovel in a way that actually blesses others. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. Now, there are varieties of gifts. Paul wants to be really clear about this. They're writing him about how excited they are about these various gifts. And he says, yeah, there are a variety of gifts. And they look different, but it's the same Spirit who gives them. So let's not get all focused on the gifts. Let's recognize that it's the Spirit who's at the center of all of that. And I love the way Paul actually begins to expand it for them. So they're not just thinking about the gifts that they've been given as though they are some kind of a special thing that makes them very special. Like, look at my shovel on the wall. But he says, now there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. It's not just about the gifts, it's about the services that God is calling you to do. It's about taking that shovel off the wall and beginning to actually do what needs to be done, shoveling the snow off the driveway. It's like my watch here, which is really lovely, by the way, and I'm really grateful to my wife for giving me this wonderful watch. But I know that you, most of you at least, are hoping that I'll use this watch as a way of serving the common good. The watch by itself is of no value to the community if the pastor, when he's preaching, doesn't use it. And so it is with all of our gifts. In fact, it goes on. Now there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them in everyone. You see, it's not about our superpowers. We could sit back and say, I'm Superman. Big deal if you're not actually doing something with those gifts, those abilities that God's given you. This is one of the great problems for the Christian church in today's world, is we just think we're so great. Like the Corinthians, look at all the gifts. Look how blessed we are. Look, we're all going to heaven. Isn't it great? And the world looks at us and says, what about doing something? God says, what about using the gifts that I've given you, listening to my call to service, and allowing my Spirit to activate you to, what is it? Action. Right? That's what activation's about. God help us, literally, from being a Christian church, a body of Christ that sits back and is inactive, except, you know, when it's convenient for us. Paul goes on, to each has been given a spiritual manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To each has been given. This is another one of our issues in the Christian church, in the body of Christ, is we're delighted that God's called some to be pastors, some to be teachers, some to be worship leaders. Yeah, I'm delighted too, but guess what? God has called each one of us. God has gifted each one of us. That's what Paul says here. I love the way he says in verse 11, all these are activated by one and the same Spirit who allots, that means he gives, he parcels out, who allots to each one individually. Wow. That means you. Every single individual, one of us sitting in this room, has been gifted by God for certain service, for certain actions in this world, in this church. God help us. Not only to receive the gifts, but to discern the gifts, to listen for his call, and to take action to use those gifts in service to God in the ways he's calling us to serve here and now in this church and in this world. This is the invitation to the Christian life, by the way. It's the invitation to live as a part of the body of Christ, using the gifts God has given each of us in service to God, actively engaged in the ministry and the mission and the life of Christ in our world. Now, that's going to look different. We keep saying this. It's going to look different for different people. I think of Kirsten Babb, who is going to China along with Beth Hamilton this past week. This coming week. using the gifts that they've been given to help encourage mission work, the ministry over there with occupational therapy. There are needs there that they're particularly gifted for to help. They're taking action. I think of the different gifts that we have in our community here, and at different times in our lives, they may not seem like all that much, but, you know, I think about my little pinky here, actually. Most of the time, it doesn't think it's very important. It's like, well, why am I hanging around here? But, you know, sometimes when I'm grabbing something, it helps me to be more coordinated. Back when I played basketball, it helped me to grip the ball better. This one time I was walking up above a waterfall in deck shoes early in the morning when everything's wet. I don't know what in the world I was doing, but it seemed like a good idea at the time, and suddenly my feet just went out. It was like glass. My feet went out from underneath me, and I'm in this bowl that's been just over the thousands of years washed out to just a beautiful piece of glass, and I'm sliding toward the edge, and I'm scratching at this glassy piece of rock, and my, literally this little finger found a crack and dug into the crack, and my body went swinging around, and this finger saved my life. I thank God for this finger. And I thank God for each one of you here. There may be times when you feel like, I'm not much, I don't have much to offer, but keep doing your little part as a part of the whole body. There might come a time when suddenly the whole body will say, wow, I'm really glad. They might never notice. But do your part. Understand that you are a crucial part of the body of Christ here in Christ's work in the world. And be open, be ready, be praying for what it is God would have you do. And do it. Keep practicing that. To each has been given a manifestation of the Holy Spirit for the common good, just as the Spirit chooses. That's the last line that I want to emphasize for just a moment. It's as God chooses to use you at different times in the work that he's doing here and around the world. And, you know, I just think about this weekend. Yesterday I was up at the confirmation retreat up at Covenant Pines. What a beautiful weekend our students are having up there. Over 20 of them up there and a number of leaders. And I'm so grateful for all of them. We had a great time. But I got to tell you, I didn't stand like this when I was with the confirmation students yesterday. I used the gifts that God gave me in a different way. My call was not to stand up in front of them, but to sit with them and to talk with them and to ask more interactive kind of a time. We need to use the gifts God gives us, but differently at different times in different situations, like our singers. It's one thing when you're called to sing out. It's another thing when you're trying to be a part of the whole. You need to sing differently. It's different when you've got a body like mine used to be, when I could play basketball every day and not hurt myself. And I used to use that gift to gather people together. Well, I can't do that anymore, but I can do other things. And so I keep praying, God, what is it you would have me do now with the gifts you've given me now, the limitations you've given me now? It's just as the Spirit chooses. It's not as I might want it. I don't get to be 20 years younger. I get to be the age I am now. Thank God. And to seek by God's Spirit to be activated to use the gifts I've been given according to his call. I want to invite you again this month, this week, this day, to pray to God. What are the gifts, God, you're giving me? What is the service you're calling me to render? How is it you would have me take action, little ways or larger ways? I've been thinking this week about Timothy. You know, Paul writes to Timothy, he's this great young leader. He's developing his gifts in ways that will serve the church for years and years to come. But Paul mentions that his grandmother and his mother have been praying for him, have been passing on the faith. Do you think the grandmother is any less important than Timothy in the body of Christ? Do you think the mother is any less important? Do you think their prayers were any less important than what Timothy did as a result of those prayers, of them passing on the faith? We don't get to choose our part in the body of Christ. We just are called to do it. And together when we do it, we don't know for sure whether we'll be Timothy or mother or grandmother or the finger or the foot. But by God's grace, may we do our part. Because the reality is that it's not about your particular ability. That's not the gift. You're the gift. You are the gift to the body of Christ. You are the gift to this world that we need. You are. Pastor Luke and I were talking about this earlier in the week, and I was sharing this idea with him, and he said, "Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm God's gift to humanity." And we laughed, but then I said, "That's exactly it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what God is talking about. You get to be God's gift to the world. So go and be that gift. You get to be, you are, in fact, God's gift to this church, to this world, to Christ's body in this world. So by God's grace, let us be just that to one another and the world." Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your generosity to us, for showering us with gifts of life, of forgiveness, gifts of abilities, gifts of seasons in our lives, gifts of people around us, gifts of opportunities and gifts of challenges. And God, the gift you give us of ministry, the gift of being able to contribute to one another's lives and to this world we live in. Forgive us for our selfishness, our self-centeredness. Forgive us for falling into this idea that it's all about us, that the gifts are for us, that we're not here to serve. And help us, God, to hear your call. Help us to discern the gift you've given us. And God, activate us to serve, to use our gifts to your glory and to the good of your church and to the good of this world you love so much. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.